So the approach that we had was pretty similar, but not as sort of far seen as beginning in January 2018. I think back in June, maybe May of 2018, we started socializing with our executive leadership. This is happening. This will be very similar to our general data protection regulation compliance posturing, and we should get started now. Yeah. And so we kicked off data mapping in January of this year and have completed that process, which is really great. I got to go to 7 of our 11 regions and really talk with folks on the ground about how are we collecting data, how are we handling it, where do we store it, where is it retained. So for those of you who didn't have to do data mapping in preparation for GDPR because you were out of scope, please start soon. And it really is just kind of asking those questions. How do we collect data? Where are we putting it? Who has access to it? Who can see it? Are we sharing it with anyone? When do we destroy it? And sort of getting that information so that you'll be able to comply down the path. We've also been developing our compliance posture for how we're going to be able to respond to these access requests or requests for information, very similar to what we did for the digital data protection regulation. And I'd say that that's also super duper important. We talked about that service provider exception mm-hmm. to the sale of data, and data sale is super duper broad, just like personal information is really, really broad. So that means like making it available or sharing it or disseminating or indeed selling it. So you'll really want to put in your contracts, similar to you guys, what you might have done for your data processing addenda work, that the person who you're providing the data to is only going to use that data on behalf of providing services for you, so that you can say, oh, look, we have this. They're a service provider. They're not able to actually use that data for their own purposes.
Right.
And then the last thing that we did was really started to partner with our digital teams to create the technical pathways for compliance. There are obligations like putting something on your website that says,
yes,
do not sell my personal information. You need that button, and you need that button to work, right? So
and start, to give a message to somebody at an inbox that will be monitored.
Yeah. There's also setting up an 800 line right now as if it's like 1990. So really starting to figure out, well, how are we going to plan for that? What's our ramp? So that we're ready to go. And I think that's something worth teasing out a little bit. A lot of organizations are like, oh, this is super in flux. It's poorly drafted. It's a rush job. Mm-hmm. Let's just wait and see. And so I really encourage those of you who had to, you know, figure out GDPR, and there was a lot of like, oh, well, the administration won't let GDPR happen or whatever, you know, we were talking about in 2017, 2018, to really start now. Right? CCPA is something that we will all get to deal with, and 45 days to be able to respond to a consumer request is not a whole lot of time if you don't know what data you have or how you're protecting it or who you're sharing it with.
Right. And these folks up here had the benefit of going through GDPR compliance program, right? So they kind of had, I'll just say, a bit of a head start. I do have clients who like did an analysis, decided GDPR doesn't apply, and then went back to business as usual. So if you, in your deck on slide 21, there's kind of like this little guide. So you're like, where do I even start? I hear what they're saying about this data mapping and everything else. It's the idea of this, you map the data streams, then you identify your operational challenges, because there will be some, but you got to identify them, and then you develop your mechanism to go around it. So for those of you who are looking, where do I even start? It is there, as you heard them say. It is at that data mapping phase, and you're like, oh, I didn't. Well, okay, it's May. So, and I do have a client who I talked to just yesterday who was like, I don't even know where to start. And that's what we talked through, is getting the software to put it in. There's different tools, interviewing as part of it. Somebody was like, am I going to have to interview everybody in my company? I was like, no, but you will have to perform some interviews. There's no way to data map effectively just electronically. I'll just put that out there and stop there, because I know folks are like, oh, I can press a button and I'll do my data mapping. Just want to bust that myth as well for those of you out here who may have vendors that are contacting you and saying it can happen. It's not going to give you what you think it's going to give you.
Yeah.
The data mapping, don't forget, it's not purely an internal look-in.
That's a good point.
You have to look at, if you're sharing data with third parties, as Devika had mentioned, You need to know what they're doing with the data. Mm-hmm. Are they engaging any sale types of activities without your knowledge? Because it'll come back to your company if you are unaware, because there's no excuse for not knowing.
That's right. I mean, and that was the two-year ramp, right, that GDPR gave and now the CCPA is given. So this excuse of I had no idea, it's gone. And AG does have rulemaking, though. Enforcement can't begin until the AG either finishes rulemaking early or by July 1st, 2020. So I know that there's folks, Suji, in that are trying to figure out, how do I influence it, right? Some of the public sessions, public hearings have closed, but you can still submit comment letters. There's still scuttlebutt going around. What are you guys doing as far as like trying to maybe influence or have a say in or inform the AG in its rulemaking?
So we have an awesome government affairs team whose primary job is to help us navigate through a structured conversation with rulemakers like the AG to ensure that the ultimate set of rules that they come up with is a balance of protecting consumers' privacy rights, but also making it operationally effective and make sense for the business community. If you go one end of the spectrum of being too pro-consumer and therefore leaving it extremely impossible for a company to comply, they're just going to be constantly inundated with complaints, as we've seen with regulators in Europe. Mm-hmm. They've, I think, have some of their own lessons learned with the GDPR insofar as requiring the 72-hour statutory breach notification timing. They've got a lot of false notifications, but because they're a regulator, they have to sift through every single one of them. And they're actually now pleading with the business community, just be thoughtful. Check out their website. They've actually issued guidelines on what is something that triggers a data breach. And that's what we're looking for from the AG.